And, oh, here we go. Here we go. Is the mic on? Hello, is the mic on?
There you go.
Hello. Engineer, thank you. Hey, what's going on there? We have the Dog Radio Land. You know what time it is. Well, it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday evening. You know it's time for the quickest hour in sports talk radio on the internet. It is. Let's talk about sports here on V's After Dark Radio. I'm, of course, your host, James Acevedo. And I have my lovely co-host with me, the CEO, the one who runs everything around here. It's the very lovely, multi-talented Ms. V, the toy lady. Hello, my dear. That's the voice you heard from the beginning. How are you doing?
Running behind as usual. What else is new?
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm in the same. Well, the last minute that I sent a text to you, you know, so I wasn't that far off.
Actually, as I was trying to call in, it wouldn't recognize it. Well, it was like trying to call in and not recognizing PIN numbers and stuff, but yeah.
Wonderful. But yet somehow we always manage to be on time. That's the funny thing. No matter how we try to race against time and try to dare it, you know, we always come out at the end. Unlike our football teams, we come out on top.
And you know what? As they say, so glad I didn't have no money on it because fantasy sucks this weekend. But everybody who, like me, had fantasy football on their agenda. Remember, I really don't have a dog in the race, but I did do the free fantasy games, and I lost.
Yes, you did. You were talking about that. Sorry to hear that.
Hey.
That sucks.
Again, that's why I don't bet money. The only time I bet money, and we know this, is on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's get something clear.
But you do the boxes, right?
The Vikings better lose. The Vikings better lose because how dare they be the hosting Super Bowl team and be in a Super Bowl? You know that will be the first time in history that ever happened.
I know it will be. Now, this is where you and me will differ for obvious reasons, and it's very understandable for our points of view. You are a Lion fan. The Vikings are your rivals in the Black and Blue Division. You know, in the NFC North, as far as for me, there's the Eagles. I hate the Eagles. I can't stand the Eagles. I hope they lose. I hope they get their asses kicked. As long as they lose, I don't care. I would love if they get their asses kicked, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I just want them to lose. If so be it, if that does happen on my end, and then there would be only one team left that I would want to lose, and that would be the New England Patriots. So, with that being said, we differ in this circumstance for obvious reasons, very understandable. I understand your point of view. I understand my point of view. You should understand my point of view because the Eagles are my division.
I understand your point of view. You know, because it's just like I said, first of all, I just couldn't stand. I couldn't handle it. First, that's just unfair. I did not watch any football. I didn't even watch no football this weekend.
I barely watched it, too. Me, too. Same thing. Me either. For scheduling wise, that's with me. But
I do want to make this announcement. I want to make this announcement.
Sure.
And I'm going to make this because it's no secret. Everybody know that I was in a car accident. You know, we've talked about if y'all get your little happy butt down, get off there, get down, little happy butt.
Don't
talk to anybody. Want to know that the happy butt is my dog.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a person.
Yeah, good.
But,
Happy Buzz not the name of the dog. Yeah.
You guys will not be seeing me on social media as far as posting a lot of stuff for a while. I have been told to not be on social media. I have told to watch what I post on social media. I have taken it one step farther. And that's by choice due to the fact that I was in an accident. So for anybody who is wondering why I'm keeping my post very simple and not being even saying good morning to people. It's not because I don't
love
you guys. It's not because I don't care. It's because in order to keep my presence as minimum as possible and to make sure that I don't do my ranting and raving over some of the stuff that I would like to do, I am only going to promote the shows. Anything that I will be doing next week in Vegas, I will be asking you guys to, as much as I would love to just say follow me, and I'm going to try my best not to tweet. I say wholeheartedly, I'm going to try my best not to tweet. I'm not going to promise. I'm not going to. What I would say is that don't look for any pictures. There will be no pictures of me. I have been, and the biggest thing is it's the pictures. So I'm really watching what I'm doing. So for you guys who are not, who are used to me being out on social media, my footprint is going to be very small for the next few months. And for anybody who's in my personal life, you'll notice I'm not really posting on my personal life also.
Well, you never really did really like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're not that type
right,
of person that really puts your business out there like that, to be honest.
But I'm talking about for those of, I'm talking about for those who know me personally also.
Yeah.
But you also know, and you're on my personal page.
Yeah, of course.
And my personal page is probably more boring than my business. As a matter of fact, I'm probably more out there on my business page than I am on my personal page.
You're actually correct on that.
I am. I'm more out there on my business page than I am on my personal page.
You're right. You're right about that. Correct.
Does anybody who knows
I
on my personal
you,
page, I'm talking about church. I mean, that's the whole thing. I'm talking about church on my, I do.
Look,
I talk about
awesome
church
on
my personal
dress.
Page.
When you do those Sunday dresses, you look awesome. You do. I like those pictures. You look awesome. Look
so,
at her.
I mean,
on a
that's
Sunday
just
dress.
How. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
damn,
I mean, that's just how underground I'm going.
I hear you, and I respect that, and I love you. No, I love you. So
if
we
you guys
want to
know what's going on, kind of just keep an eye out on other people's social media. I mean, I will have,
yeah,
I will be
like,
in Vegas.
Like Naomi?
But,
yeah.
Yes, watch her big time. She sent me some more stuff, so.
Yes, I've been reposting. I've been helping out for you and Naomi and everybody else that's been there, the Shy Twins and everybody else that's involved that I noticed, I'm like, wow.
There's some postings out there already?
Yeah. See, it goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. B's not lying. She's not on social media. See, it goes to, she just, Naomi, no, but it just happened today. No, but it just happened, it wasn't like she posted it like days ago. It just started today, she posted about, you
okay,
know, you and her.
First of all,
stuff.
I'm letting everybody
it's
know.
My timeline.
First of all, what's going on is not a lie out there.
No.
But I mean, I'm not posting.
Yeah.
And
but
everybody involved with me knows that I'm not allowed. I can't. I mean, so.
It's a very nice promo. It's a very nice promo. It has your silhouette part of the promo. I mean, it's real nice. Naomi.
Well, I saw that.
You saw that?
It was sent over for my approval. I just.
Well, obviously. I know that, but you know what I'm saying. Obviously, you got to give your approval.
Okay, let's get back to our sports because everybody's going to think that I'm crazy. They're probably like, what is this woman?
No.
Is she really that crazy? But
no. Well, nah. But not like that, no. But the main thing is though everything's put out there. We'll talk more about that tomorrow night show, because that's really more of a tomorrow night show type of thing. But that show,
but I was just telling everybody that.
Show,
but people
really,
follow
you know.
Me because I know people want to know what's going on with this show also. And I'm just saying that you know you guys don't see me. I won't be posting for a while.
It's different. I ain't gonna lie. I'm so used to it I mean, I adjust it, but I'm so used to, you know, the good morning and, you know, I mean, I adjusted, I adapted to what's been going on, and I totally respect and understand it. But, you know, I miss
but
the good
morning
thing.
But I was told not to, I was told, I was actually told to watch what I post.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And I decided to take it a little bit farther due to the fact that it's kind of hard, you know, when you say watch what you post, you know, the big thing is they talk about pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, oh, don't post this picture, don't post that picture, I would just say, I would rather say I'm just not going to post.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
And make my post as minimum as possible versus...
Mm-hmm.
Trying to censor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that one could go, but you can't put that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I would rather somebody say, yes, yeah, she was here, versus this picture is okay, but that picture is not okay. I mean, I don't have time to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Too much thinking.
You know, like, I mean, the biggest thing is it's going to be hard to get. I'm not going to be able to stop everybody, but I will be able to watch what I do in my inner circle.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
And my inner circle already knows.
Yep. Correct. And like I said, it's totally understandable. And, you know, we're here to support you in any way we can possible. That's an annoying dog toy. What that is? What is that?
You know it is.
Is that dog? That's that dog toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been doing that all day long.
He's just chewing on that thing
all day long. Oh my God, he's been doing it all day long.
Oh.
He's got one that's a pig that they made a pig out of it.
Oh, really?
It doesn't go oink. No, it does not.
I was about to ask that.
What else is? Oh,
well,
now
yeah,
this is. I was trying to. I was at physical therapy. Now, for anybody who, I have no problem saying where I was before we started the show, and I was trying to. Part of my physical therapy, I go to a real physical therapist. For anybody who is like getting ready to try and make a smart comment. I go to physical therapy where I actually have to get dressed for physical therapy. So I'm in my workout clothes. But while I was at physical therapy, I was trying to watch SportsCenter before they came and yanked me off of the therapy bike. So it's been like so much crap going on in the sports world this week that I guess I want to talk about what I think is important to me.
Sure, good.
We always know it's about me, and me.
Okay,
as always. Let's go with the rumor is, you know how I always
the
say, well, what had happened was.
What happened?
Well, the rumor is that we did get Matt Patricia, but said that he did a double check on ESPN when they asked him the question. And naturally, he can't say anything because they still are playing. You know, as long as he still has a job someplace else, he can't speak anyway. But.
Yeah.
Considering that the Lions have told everybody else, go find you another job because we're going a different direction, and they told everybody but Matt Patricia that, what would that tell you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? Hello.
And they say, process of elimination, and you ain't looking at nobody else.
Hello.
Matt Patricia. So, with that said, looks like Matt Patricia is coming here because ain't nobody else saying they got Matt Patricia either.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's fine.
I don't know how I feel about that, and I'm okay with that. You know, anything is better than quiet Caldwell. I did not like Caldwell, and I know you asked me how I felt about Caldwell leaving. I didn't hate Caldwell. You know, I never said I hated Caldwell. I just felt that he was just too quiet. You know, he was not aggressive enough.
Yeah, he's very.
And
yeah, true.
That was always my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, the whole thing with him. He, the Bengals game was what made me mad about him. You know, he just, that challenge flag didn't come out enough. You know, Caldwell is, how you gonna pull out the challenge flag in the game that it didn't matter?
Mm-hmm.
If we would have played, like I was out on the field, but if the Lions would have played the Bengals like they played the Packers,
mm-hmm.
there was a possibility that we may have made it. That's not a guarantee that we would have, but
no, but
it's okay.
But.
It's not a guarantee. But,
no. But
the fact that, you know, they didn't step up to the plate, that challenge flag
mm-hmm.
should have came out. That challenge flag should have came out in quite a few games, not just that game.
No. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was the game that mattered.
Yeah.
You know, we got the game at
sure.
home. We
mm-hmm.
just can't beat the Packers anyway. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, let's keep it real. We knew that game was for principle. That was to say we had a winning season. And a lot of people didn't understand it because everybody kept saying, you know, people who don't understand football did not understand why that win meant so much to the Lions. Because I was talking to people here, and especially talking, and yes, woman, I'm getting ready to call you out because a lot of females, and I want to say this for the female listeners who don't understand football, because I get tired of hearing women and men who don't understand football make stupid comments about football.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this across the board. If you're not a football fan, don't make stupid comments to us who are football fans, because unless you are the Cleveland Browns, every single win means something to the team that you're rooting for, okay? The only team that it don't matter to is the Cleveland Browns this season, because they didn't need no wins because they won that first pick, okay? They had to end 0-16.
Mm-hmm.
But every other team, the win mattered to some, you know, mattered. It had a meaning. For the Lions, and I'm speaking only for the Lions, we had to go out number two in our division. Any other year being number two in the division, we would have been in the playoffs. So do not go up to a true fan of the sport and say, well, I don't know what you all are happy about. You're still not in the playoffs. If you were a real fan, you would have understood. Number two in your division normally is a playoff position. Because number two last year in the NFC North, we would have been in the playoffs.
Uh-huh. That's right.
For you non-football fans, don't you ever walk up to another football fan and say, you still ain't in the playoffs, so what you happy about? Because anytime you end your season above 500, it's a good season. Now, your coach probably going to get fired, but you're still having a good season.
Which will happen.
Okay?
Exactly.
I just want to make that clear. But the team as a whole is having a good season.
Yeah,
and this year, the fact that we got somebody who went, we got Big Play Snake going to the Pro Bowl. We haven't had that happen. We haven't had nobody go to the Pro Bowl since Calvin Johnson. Come on
wow.
now.
Hmm.
Let us
That's
be happy.
Sure.
Don't try to burst our bubble.
I'm not
but
real,
no, y'all
want
to try to burst our bubble by saying we didn't go to the playoffs. You know what we happy about? We got a player going to the Pro Bowl. Don't knock us.
And also, like I told you last week, there's something about Patricia. Every time I say the name Patricia, I'm thinking of a woman.
I think of a woman.
Let's be honest. I mean, no disrespect to the man. I'm just saying, like, you know, you hear the name, you know, you're like, oh, that's right, that's a dude's name. That's his last name, by the way, like Patricia. But there's something about him, when I look at him, he looks like a football guy. He fits that stereotype. He looks like an NFL fan that became a coach. Or like my old gym teacher became a coach. He has the look. He just has that look. I don't know if he still have.
You know what? I
can
see Matt Patricia coming up in here. He looks, no, you know what? He looks like the coach that come up and sit up in the stands with you.
Yeah.
He looks like the dude that, instead of running out on the field with the players, that when they make the announcement, you know how when they announce the coaches?
Yeah.
And all the other coaches are like coming out on the field with the players. He's the one who's coming out the third or fourth row from the stands.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks like that dude.
Yeah.
He looks like that dude that you see at McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He fits that, or like a guy at the bar, you know, like that type of guy.
That's
the
dude you're knocking back,
guy.
Back Miller. Wait a minute. I'm going to have a Bud Light with him. I bet I could go to B-Dubs with him.
Like I said, anybody that makes fun of the commissioner, that's my type of guy. I like him.
I wonder how many tattoos he got.
Oh, yeah, he looks like that type of guy. He looks that type of guy.
See, anybody
and,
asked
that
question. I wonder how many tattoos he got.
He has that big beard. He got that no-nonsense look to him. I mean, they always say don't judge a book by its cover, but your first impression when you look at him, you go,
it's got a cover that looks like he looked like the dude that you could get into go to a bar with, knock a few back, talk some smack to, and he'd be like, yo, dude.
Carl
Rowe looked
like,
you know what, Carl Rowe looked like he was ready to go to his, first of all, I'm going to say this about Caldwell. Did you ever notice that whenever he had a press conference, he always had his grandchildren with him? Seriously. Ooh. Whenever he ever had a press conference, he always had his grandsons with him. And I'm not knocking his grandchildren because I'm glad that you got your grandchildren with you.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But after the game, you got your grandchildren with you. Do you want a coach or do you want to be a granddaddy? It always
that's
made me wonder.
Yeah, because it's like. Yeah,
and that's something that went
through
my mind.
Yeah.
You know, like the first time I saw them there, I was like, wow, that's cute. But then when I kept seeing them there, it kind of made me wonder sometimes, like, you know, I know it's your grandsons, but do you want to be coach or do you want to be granddaddy?
In other words, where does your priorities lie? Now, as fans, when we say this, it's not a personal attack. What it is that when you see your coach, you want your coach to be that no-nonsense type of guy that when, you know, when they lose, you want that coach to be like, you know, pissed off. You know, you want him to be like how we would act, you know. But if he acting all grandfatherly, which let me state this again, nothing wrong with that, but not as a pro NFL head coach, that don't look it
who
don't
like
look
this. Matt Stafford
right,
has twin
know.
Daughters, and you do not see Matt Stafford with the twins on his lap when he has
yeah,
a
exactly.
press conference. And don't get me wrong, and I think his twins are beautiful. Don't get me wrong, I think the twins are beautiful.
Yeah.
Just so I can say that. But
sure.
You don't see the twins at the press conference. You don't see E. Brown with his son at the you don't see none of these players with their children at these press conferences.
No.
There's
a time
and a place.
Everything.
Now, if you win the Super Bowl, your children can be there.
All bets are off when you win
the
Super Bowl.
I think the press conference.
That's different.
I think, but I think when you're holding a press conference after a game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be professional.
I just don't think this is the time to do it. I understand the NBA is different because Steph Curry's daughter seems to show up a whole lot, but that's a little bit different.
The playoffs happen. Yeah, then the playoffs start. Yeah, that shit started happening. Excuse me, that stuff. excuse me.
But we're talking about a regular press conference, and like I said, I understand being a grandfather and loving your grandchildren. I don't knock that, but he's the only, and let me make this clear, I do not watch other press conferences. I can speak to what I see from the Lions bench. He is the only person on the Lions I see with their children.
Wow, okay.
I don't know what other teams are doing in the league.
Sure.
But this is what I see. Now, when I'm doing Periscope and when I get the Periscope alerts during the season and I've seen other teams before I get to the Lions, I haven't seen other people with their grandchildren. That doesn't mean that they don't have them. I can tell you what I'm not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's no policy on that. As long as they're not up there trying to grab the mic or whatever. I mean, as long as they're being respectful, I know that that's why they're there. But the whole thing is that there's – how can you hold – first of all, I think that you can't really express yourself when you've got children around. And I'm not saying go call people SOBs and F this and F that, because you can't do that at these conferences anyway. But I do think that when you have these conferences – and I understand he's trying to set an example for his grandchildren by saying, hey, I can be professional, and you guys, when you grow up, you can be professional and you can do this. Lead by example at home. Let them watch it on TV and see that you can keep your composure but still be a firm, strong person. You don't need them right there with you. Because... and I always get the – because the Harborough brothers always mess me up with their names, not because I want to mess up their names. It's just because one is a pro and one is U of M, and I always get – but both of them are professionals at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And they're both firm, and that's what I'm trying to get at. When they hold their press conferences, they shoot from the hip, and they say what they got to say in a very firm way without cussing. And that's what I want to see from any coach, pro or on college level. And I think that just because Caldwell says, I take responsibility, y'all keep asking me the same questions every week, I take responsibility, this is how it is, you know, we just didn't play our best. Okay, well, that record's been played and done. I know that we brought back vinyl, but we didn't want to bring back the same vinyl that we was playing in the 80s and the 70s.
Maybe the way music is now.
I'm just saying.
So.
I know we're back listening to vinyl.
If we say
but
Motown's
that didn't mean I
want
to put it in the same
the
cut
Motown
in the
we
record.
Know.
That mean
we you might have to.
But
that
didn't mean I want to still take the same diamond cut and put it back in the same cut and groove in the record. Okay.
But I understand what you're saying, but sometimes some old is still good. You know what I'm trying to say.
Like I said, I would like to see Saban.
Mm.
Am I saying his name right? Saban?
I'm taking your word for it.
From
Alabama? I have the correct pronunciation, I have no idea. So you're on your
either
own.
Either way, Saban. The coach from Alabama.
I'll go with you.
Wait, now
what's
I want to
Alabama?
See him come
that,
pro.
That's what's
the
name,
one that just won. Isn't that?
Yeah,
isn't
what's
that,
his name?
Is it Saban?
I thought it was Saban. I thought it was Saban.
Saban. Okay.
Yeah, maybe
Saban.
But the way you say
Saban.
See,
okay.
if he was black, it'd be Saban. Saban. Nick Saban. Okay. Here comes the brother. No, Saban is, yeah.
You know
it makes
what?
Sense. He's a white guy.
Either way, you know, now.
And no disrespect to the coach, by the way, when I say that. Very successful.
I'm actually here to say something very respectful.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
But,
go ahead.
Now, if you brought him over and let him do his coaching style with the Lions, I wouldn't mind.
But.
We had this conversation before on the college. They coach different on the college
it's different.
Level.
It's different. Exactly. It's different, Ms. B. Remember,
it's very
he
much
chance.
Different from, and we've had this conversation
ago.
About the coaching on college and pros because
it's two different. It's like minor league and major league.
Well, first of all,
it really is.
First of all, Alabama kicks some
boys
serious
and men.
Butt. Well, their backup quarterback, a true freshman, just kicked the mess out of the national championship. But yet and still, we can't get our backup quarterback on the field most of the time in the NFL.
See, now that's the thing, and I think we touched on this last week, Ms. Lee. Unfortunately, especially nowadays, and especially with how it's been the last 15, 20 years.
It's all about the money.
You will never see that NFL, barring injury. You will never, ever see that move happen. Can you imagine the press on that? Oh, my God. You benched so-and-so during the game. He's your star quarterback.
You know what?
I'm
going to say what's funny. We brought our backup quarterback in when we were beating the Packers only for about 5 seconds, and that was only so he could toss it to Golden Tate for Golden Tate to toss it to Stafford for Stafford to get, what was it, that 2-point conversion. You know, that was the
thing. Oh, yeah.
You know, that type of stuff. So, and I told you that I think that we could have won a couple of games if we would have brought our backup quarterback in. And you've heard me say this all season. Games that we lost, I think if we would have brought our backup quarterback in, Ruddick, for those of y'all who don't know his name.
Ruddick,
for those of y'all who don't know his name.
It's like a black name. Ruddick.
He's right. But you know what? I didn't know we had another backup quarterback. No, you ready for this? Now, this is something that I learned by watching TMZ this week. Yes, I do get some information from TMZ. But it was good information. Remember,
TMZ's on point.
You guys remember Felicia from Friday? Bye, Felicia.
Yes, bye, Felicia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She has a vegan restaurant out in L.A. This has nothing to do with football, but what I'm going to tell you does. She has a restaurant out in L.A., but her son plays for the Detroit Lions.
Well, no kidding.
That's a quarterback. I'm like, are you kidding me? So now I got to
wait a minute. Is it?
Yes.
Ruddick?
And it's not Ruddick. And if it is Ruddick, I'm going to trip because she said he was the backup quarterback. And I'm like, I meant to look this up before we got on there. Because if that's her son, then that's a bad boy.
Mm.
I kid you not. Because when she said that, because she's vegan and he's not.
Okay, okay. Well, you've been. The only reason I know about this
and
backup
I was
quarterback.
Like, and it was on TMZ.
Because of you.
And I was like, I thought we only had one backup quarterback. And that's all that's been going through my mind. So I was like, so you know I'm a little nosy. But he plays for Detroit Lions, and that's what she said.
And
I'm just saying.
I've heard his name since training camp in August when you brought him up. I remember we did the show during training camp back in August, and you said that this dude was bad, that he should be the starting quarterback. You said it then.
But the name
we're talking
she
about
said,
now 4 months ago.
It didn't
ago
sound
now
like his name.
Well, I mean, 5 months ago.
And I'm like, so you know, I was just like, I was like, I thought we might have one backup quarterback.
You look it up.
I'm like,
you usually get a multi-pass.
So, you know I had to. You know I was tripping, right?
Yeah. What? Wow.
You know I was tripping when I heard that. I think the other dude is her son. Who? Oh, my God. I didn't know we had another one.
Really?
It is him. Oh, my God.
Like, no.
Our
really?
Other backup quarterback. Wait a minute. That boy is white, too. But I'm not right. Okay. That just came out so bad. But,
I know,
Okay, first of all, you know we're going to have to do some I got to do some self-censoring. They need a better picture. That can't be. Okay. I bet this is him because his hometown is Long Beach.
Well,
but he's the other backup quarterback.
But if she says
his hometown is Huntington Beach, California. He's 23 years old, but he went to Pennsylvania. But Alec Torginski, Torgint, messed up last name. Lord.
I think he went for it.
I ain't going to try. But I bet that's her son. I'm willing to bet that's her son. Because let me see where. Because Ruddock is bad. Don't get me wrong. Ruddock is bad. I like Ruddock. You know, I've been talking about Ruddock so long. I got Ruddock. Wait a minute. I'm Ruddock's personal cheerleader. You know me. I'm Ruddock's cheerleader. You know, I'm a Ruddock cheerleader. You know, I've been singing his praises for so long. Huh?
You ain't going to see him on the field unless your starting quarterback gets hurt. That's the only way you're going to see him, unfortunately.
But you know I'm Ruddock's cheerleader.
But you know
I'm Ruddock's cheerleader.
But I just
wanted to let you know that by Felicia's son plays for the Lions.
Yes, how funny
is that? Y'all gonna say, really? She took, I know y'all gonna say, she went all the way around to let us know that. Yeah. For those y'all who watch TMZ.
Well, sports related. It is sports related.
I did. But I thought you liked that interesting tidbit of information that I got.
That's something. That's a great crackdown work by you. That's interesting.
Yeah, because Ruddock is from Florida.
Okay. And it's around the same age bracket. You know, it would make sense if you do the math. You know, she has a son,
mm-hmm.
you know, da da da. You know what I'm saying? Early 20s. Makes sense. Because
mm-hmm.
Friday came out 95. Yeah, like 95.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about 22 years. Yep, that's 22. No bullshit. It'd be 23 years. So that's about right. He's 23.
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo. Bingo. That's too much of a coincidence to me. Bingo. Drop the mic. That's something. So, wow, your mom is the... well, that's the thing. Like, going back to you saying, though, that will never happen, you know, in the NFL, unfortunately. Even though it would make sense to. If someone sucks, they deserve to be benched. But, you know, the way social media and the media is and all that stuff, forget about it. And especially in certain cities. Forget it. Here, forget about it. You think Eli Manning's news was something. Can you imagine doing? Forget about it. That would be like, oh, my God. It would be drama times a billion. You know, it's like, how can you do that? Did we win? Bottom line, did we win? All right, then shut up. You know? But college is a little different, you know. Because, I mean, to be fair, that kid that got benched, he got it, that. What, you know, it's not like he didn't get a chance, because from what I heard in the news, he was in last year's game that they lost. So it's not like he never had a chance. Like, he was there the whole year when they had a good season. You know, Nick Saban basically was like, "Look, I ain't gonna lose again. I'll be damned if I'm gonna lose again." So, you know, you do what you gotta do. It's not personal's business. That goes out the window. That's why I put your feelings aside when it comes to this. You can't, and I think that's the problem with players nowadays. They put their feelings into it. So when, you know, a manager
okay, that's
or
not her coach, son, because they showed her
okay.
son. Her son went to Miami.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay,
it just sounded good.
Son, but she said he played for the Lions.
Well, maybe she had no idea. Maybe she getting her animals mixed up. Maybe she thought it was a tiger.
Because they actually gave his name on here. But I could have swore she said quarterback. And he is a quarterback. Her son is a quarterback. But the name
Maybe he's on the practice squad or something. Like maybe he's not a backup.
I pulled up the practice squad. That wasn't
his name is not there.
Unless he changed his name.
No, unless he's a third string, and maybe she think he's the backup. Not, you know what I'm saying? She's thinking he's
the backup.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Exactly. He's
wait
the backup.
Wait a minute,
like
the conversation we had before about the backup that I didn't like before.
Yeah. But back to this again. Back. I mean that. Yeah, the backup to the backup. He's either the backup to the backup or the backup to the backup to the backup. That's it. You only got like three, you know, the first string, second string, third string. That's it. There's no fourth string. Because the quarterback that is anyway. Not in that position. Third string, the most you have you have three quarterbacks. That's it. So you have the backup to the backup. You might be the backup to the backup to the backup. That's all it probably is. But it sounded good, though. It made good talk for the last couple of minutes, anyway. Felicia's son from Friday is the backup quarterback.
But I know he does say pro football, and he is a quarterback, so I did not get that wrong. It's just
I
think she may have gotten the football team wrong.
Oh, maybe got the football team wrong.
But I'm
going
to check to see. I was watching TMZ when she said it, because the name of her restaurant is Jackfruit Cafe. And like I said, I was watching. I was like, backup quarterback on the Lions. But
the backup to backup to the first string? What? The real backup? The backup? Not the backup to the backup or the backup to the backup to the backup? Wow. It made a good bit for a couple of minutes anyway. But we always put the truth out there. We like to have our fun, but when we make sure when we're serious about what we're talking about, we wanna make sure it's true.
Right. And my whole thing is that he is a quarterback, so for anybody who sit there and say, he is a quarterback, so I just want to make sure I find out what team he actually plays for, because I don't like being, I want to know who he's playing for, because for one, I can't see this woman going on national TV saying her son plays for a pro team.
Now,
maybe he started out with the Lions, and that's, people start out at teams in mid-season, go to other teams, especially if they're on practice squad. Let's get that clear, you guys. So he may have got switched and didn't tell his mom or something. That does happen. Let's keep it real, because we know that everybody don't tell their mamas who they play for. And we know that. Cause I don't tell my mama everything that happened in my life either.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I understand what kid does.
I'm okay. It looks like.
Yeah, drum roll, please. After further investigation. By the one and only Ms.
After further investigation.
Yes.
It looks like. Let me go to the real.
What?
She was right. He got drafted by the Lions.
Oh, well, that's a totally different story.
He got drafted by the Lions.
Okay, and he got cut when?
Let's see. He got drafted by the Lions.
Keyword, drafted. Yes. That's the keyword, ladies and gentlemen. That's the word of the night. Drafted.
And he got put on. Okay, let me put it out here.
Further investigation? Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Lions waived him.
They said, bye, Felicia.
So that we could get that Kyrie Jordan back, you know. Oh, we released him October 23rd. He's on the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, he's on the Colts side. Now, is he the backup to
he's probably the backup to the backup. But
to the backup?
So she did not lie. He did get drafted by the Lions. But we waived him because we wanted Kyrie Thornton back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got Kyrie Thornton back off of suspension. And remember, that's when we got him back off of suspension in October. And that's when he went over to the Colts.
To Colts you go. Back.
To the baby horses you go.
And then the Panthers cut ties with him October 27th. And then, wow, he's been moving around a lot. But this is what happens when you get drafted, guys. See, draft don't mean you play. It just means you drafted. You might bounce around your first year and never play.
Because
he didn't play at all. He has no stats.
Is that because he never played? That's why he had no sacks.
He didn't even play preseason.
See?
Unlike the backup quarterback. See, when your backup quarterback has playing time, see, and this is the big thing, that Jake Ruddock has playing time under his belt because he played preseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you know where you stand. Even if you play one quarter in preseason, you've got playing time. If you have no playing time whatsoever, your stats suck.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to get bounced around and bounced around and bounced around. As a player, period, in the NFL, you have to get some type of play time. Until you get play time, you're just going to bounce around. And you ain't making nothing but about $700,000. No, you only making about $90,000 a year. I checked. I know some pro players.
If you ain't
making six figures by your second year, you might as well go on and get you a regular day job, honey. I'm just keeping it real.
This is correct.
If you ain't
making
six figures, if you're not making six figures by your second year in the league, you might as well consider yourself just a regular old person.
You are a civilian.
You know there's somebody out there asking, why did I just say that? Saying something, James?
Yeah, sure.
This your show. Because you know they think I'm talking mess. Because you know somebody is thinking that I'm talking mess when I'm saying that. You know that.
Because
you know there's somebody out there right now calling me a gold digger for saying that.
Oh, stop. But you do know, but it's not like that. You know, it's not like in that type of circumstance like that. You know what I mean? You know, you just happen to be raised in a family that has, known certain professional football players. That's all. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
I mean, it's not like my daughter hasn't dated a pro football player. I've dated pro football players. We've been married into a pro football family. I mean, don't know a little bit about the pro sports. So...
yeah, you know your thing. You know a little bit. You know a little something.
Just a little bit. Just a little something.
A little something.
I might not know the other sports as well, but when it comes down to this, I know a little bit.
No, football. You know, football and horse racing is your and boxing is your strong. Those are your three sports that's your strong.
but please explain to them what I mean if they're not making six figures off their second year in the league.
Because I think people think
that people get drafted just like making money.
No, I mean, not, I mean, not life-changing money. I mean, decent, but not until they proven their worth, then it's a different story. And especially in the NFL, going so much money is guaranteed. You know what I mean? It's not like the other sports.
Your
where
average football player
is
making about $90,000. Your average rookie is making about
Your average rookie
on practice squad is making about $90,000 a year, which ain't bad to not do
like
nothing.
A normal,
only
you know, close to a successful civilian. You know, a little less. You know what I'm saying? Like around that ballpark. You know, like a regular civilian.
You're making a regular
job.
Paycheck.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You're not living in no $200,000 or $300,000 house at $90,000 a year.
No.
But you're living like a regular person.
Yeah, you're doing right.
You can come roll with. You can hang with me.
You could put the
you get
the cheese on
that
whopper.
You could come hang with me. We
can
Red Lobster together.
You could order that double whopper with cheese. You could afford that. You know what I'm saying? You could do that.
Mm-hmm. We could go hang with Jay Alexander's, honey. As long as you don't mess up your credit.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
You will not be able to go get the black card at $90,000 a year, okay? They won't be sending you no black cards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting you know. Now, you can get a platinum card like I got. I got a platinum card.
I believe it.
I need to shut up because everybody ain't got it. You know what? I was like, let me shut up because everybody ain't got a platinum card either.
No.
I forgot that. So I need to shut up. But, yeah. You got a platinum card. But, yeah. Most players come in. Practice squad is like $90,000 a year. I kid you not. You're not living in no big fancy house. You're living like an average person. When you start getting play time, your value goes up. You're not signing no big contracts. Now, when you're actually a starter, the starters are making the money. You know, the starters are the ones who get to go ride on the private jets and all that, and the ones that you
see all the time,
those are your money.
The high rollers. Yeah, those are the high rollers, yeah. Those are the high rollers of the NFL, yeah.
And those are the ones where the NFL started demanding part of your salary. So when you start making money like that, that's when you sit down with your agent.
And hopefully you ain't counting.
And but see, that's when you start talking to somebody like me. Now, I tell people, the reason why I understand, y'all don't understand, that's why I really want to go back to school, because a good agent will understand the law also. And I tell everybody.
Sure.
I will be going back to law school eventually one day because I want to go into entertainment law. And I think a good sports agent has a law degree.
That's a good idea.
So and they're negotiating their contracts right.
Good idea. Never too late.
I will be back. Shoot, you know what the commission is? Shoot, I can represent these young folks the right way. I'd be a sexy sports agent. What you think? I could think I could do something good.
I will not doubt that at all. At all.
And you know what? And I think I can negotiate better than a lot of these people. You know why? Because for one, I've had a child that plays sports. Two, I'm me, Miss V.
Yeah, you're Miss V, and you're a great public speaker. You know how to,
and have you ever,
in certain situations,
have you ever tried to negotiate with somebody like me? You can't BS
like
a BSer.
You can't BS a BSer, and you're definitely the queen of that. And you're definitely damn good at that. That's definitely a fact. So it's
and I don't play games with people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't sugarcoat, so... There you go. Yeah. So when you say you have that background, I remember when you first told me, I go, yeah, I believe that. I never questioned that ever. Because when I've seen your public speaking, you know, on YouTube, you know, those old public speaking you did, you know, at certain venues, I was like, well, that's understandable. You know? So it's, you know how to hold your own. You're pretty good with the English language and how to say certain things at certain times, at certain key situations. So if I was looking for someone that's a lawyer type, or, you know, someone I could definitely depend on, you would definitely be on my list to hire. So, yes, I want this woman to, if I my ass get in trouble, let her write my shit. I mean, excuse me, let her write my my thing, because she can put the right
And you don't
in
have
right
to be
places.
An attorney to be an agent.
No,
just so everybody knows,
no,
you don't
no,
have to be
no,
an attorney to be
no,
an agent.
No,
but it's always
no.
good to have that knowledge under your belt. Because
sure,
when it
sure.
comes down to contracts, it's a whole lot easier to negotiate instead of hiring
mm-hmm.
an attorney.
Yeah.
It's called killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, double agent. Double agent.
So I heard, oh, we just spent, the Lions
oh,
just
what?
Spent some money. The Lions just spent, I mean Tigers. I meant Tigers.
Oh,
Lions,
Tigers,
you know.
I didn't see nothing recently about them. Oh, my.
The Tigers, just, you know, I get my animals confused here. The Tigers just, I keep wanting to say Julio Iglesias, and I know it's wrong.
Julio Iglesias. Oh, God. Julio Iglesias. Let me see what the hell you're talking about. There's something that just happened this week. Was it this week? Was it this week?
Yeah, it was just it was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Let me look. Okay. All right. Let's see what you Tigers did. You know, my Yankees did. You
the
know,
Tigers
did some stuff. You know that. No need to refresh.
And it was a big contract too.
Oh. It's an everyday player or is a pitcher?
It's a big name player.
Oh,
it's one of them that, and I'm not even trying to be funny. It was a big name and I thought you would have said something about it.
I must have just missed it about it.
It was just yesterday because I was like, and it was like some money that was spent. Rodriguez. I think it's Rodriguez?
Rodriguez. Hold on a second. Tigers. Tigers. All season. Oops. Okay, let's see what come up here. Let's see what Spanish player you got. What? No, there's let's see. All right, transactions. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, he's all the. Oh, they're showing like every damn transaction he did so far this year. This off season. Let's see. Okay, and going back to early December, I'm trying to get to. Obviously, this one. Crunch. Tigers. I can see why you say what you said. Tigers and Iglesias agreed
okay,
to 1 year.
So mean, but,
so
okay,
1 year, $6.3 million deal. The Tigers and shortstop Jose Iglesias, so you were close, have reached agreement on a 1 year, $6.3 million deal to avoid arbitration. So obviously, it's somebody that you had on your team already. That's, you know, obviously a young player that isn't qualified to be a free agent yet. You know, all these players before they hit the – because they have the first 5 years, they're under the team's control. Once those 5 years are up, that's when they can go into free agency. After 5 years of service in Major League Baseball, then they can become free agents. But during the first 5 years, every year, they go in the room with the arbitrator and with somebody in the organization, and the whole point of it is the team will try to do anything they can not to pay more than they have to when they had this player under control. So some of these players have to remember to put their feelings aside because they're going to say anything they can to not pay you more money. They don't want the arbitrator to be in your favor. They want the arbitrator to be in their favor. You understand? So that's why they go, well, you know, he played all right, but they were, you know, he made errors every now and then. I don't know if he deserves that raise. Or, the, oh, yeah, he hit 305, but he could have hit 315 if he didn't strike out so much. Oh, okay. And then they'll have, they so prepared. They have the information, every stat that you can think of to throw for evidence. So they're not just saying this just to say it. You understand? They have backup to prove their point. Oh, well, look at this. Look, his on base percentage is only, you know, it's below 300. That's not good. You know, they'll make up anything where they don't have to pay as much. They try to save as much money as they can. I mean, don't get me wrong. The business side of it, I understand it. If I'm an owner, I totally understand it. You try to get the most you can get out of your younger players without overpaying. When you, especially when you have them
and
in control like that.
And he's the highest paid of those who were going into it. It was Iglesias was 6.2. Castellanos was 6.275. Castellanos 6.05. McCain 2.375. Green 1.95. Wilson 1.925. And Hartley 795,000.
Now, in this particular case with Jose Iglesias, the Tigers management decided, you know what? I don't want to go in this room with this arbitrator. I think we're going to end up paying more than we have to. So let's settle and give him the 6.3. So in other words, if you take this to the court aspect of it, in their language, it's like settling out of court without taking
the chance
to get it.
Yeah, because apparently the Tigers offered him 5.6. He wanted 6.8.
So they made kind of a compromise. And they knew, I think, with their people that they trusted, they said, listen, if we go with the arbitrator to decide, we're going to end up paying more. We might pay more
than
6.8. You know,
but what
so
I'm reading
settle,
here, they said
yeah.
The Tigers haven't had an arbitration case since 2002.
So they don't play. They don't want to go in that room. They just don't want to go. Because, honestly, most of the time, the player does win if it goes to the arbitrator. It's very rare I hear, the arbitrator went with the management. It's very rare. Most of the time, if it goes to that far, to the arbitrator, the player, 9 times out of 10, it seems like they get their way and they end up getting more money than they want to give them. So that's why they just want to settle. So look, let's get a compromise so we don't have to pay more than we have to already. That's what that happened there. And like you said, since 2002, since they ever went to arbitration, so you're talking about 16 years? Yeah, they don't play. They're very consistent in, look, we don't want to go in that room with that arbitrator because we don't have a good record with the arbitrator. So let's just settle. And, yeah, we're paying a little more, but we will pay a lot more if we would have went with the arbitrator and took a chance and take our chances there. You see what I'm saying? So, in other words, in the law talk of things, they settle out of court without going to trial. And it's understandable. Like I said, the business part of it, I totally get it. Now, if I'm thinking of a player aspect, I'm like, well, screw that. I want to get as much as I can, which is, again, totally understandable. So both sides, I understand where they're coming from. The player has to understand that if they go in the arbitrator room, they're going to hear stuff from management that might hurt their feelings. So if you're not thick-skinned, you're going to take that, what they say, and use and really, you know, be pissed at them when all they're trying to do is not pay as much as they have to. That's all that is. It's not personal when they're trying to find any weakness in your game so that way you don't have to pay a certain amount of money that you're asking for. You understand? So right there, with Iglesias, they saved 500 G's. You see? At least 500 G's. Probably more. Because he said he wanted 6.8. He got 6.3. Who knows? He might have gotten over 7 million. Maybe he had to pay an extra 700, 800,000. Who knows? Maybe a million. You see? So they save at least a good, at least 500 G's. At least.
At the
least. Probably more than that. But it's probably more than that. If you do the math with the arbitrator, he probably would have gotten probably 7 million. Or, you know what I mean? At least 500,000, you know, the Tigers saved himself. And that's with just one player. So if you do the math with those other players you just mentioned, they saved millions.
A ton of money.
They say at least, you know what I mean? So business-wise, totally understand why they want to settle out of it. They don't want to take a chance in that room. Especially when I tell you the player most of the time wins. Because you got to remember, the players' union is the strongest union on earth. They're, not just sports, on earth, any workforce.
And they don't have no problem striking either.
No, they don't play. Well, you think they haven't been a work stoppage in a while? The commissioner, they know not to mess around. They know after 94, what happened? Never again. They know they weren't. They never saw that coming. Losing not only the rest of that season, 94, and not having a World Series for the first time since 1904. So you're talking about 90 years at that particular time. But you also had a lockout following season in 95. They didn't start the season until mid-April. Matter of fact, it was late April. I remember like yesterday. So they only played that year instead of 162. I think it was about 148. Or something like that. So they never want to go through it again because they know if they do, you could kiss the MLB goodbye. They'll be out of business. So the union is no joke. Their union is the best union, not just in sports, but on the planet, on any workforce. When I tell you this, it's not, I'm not overstating that. It's the truth. You know, the NFL wish they had a union like that. They would have guaranteed contracts if that was the case. You know what I'm saying? That's why the NFL gets away with, oh, they could just cut somebody in the middle of the season and save money because only a certain amount of that contract is guaranteed. Baseball, you can't do that. And we're not even throwing in the no-trade clause that player has the luxury of having that. Then forget about it. Then the management of that team is handcuffed. So, you know, the player sucks. Oh, well, guess what? He still gets his money. Where in football, you suck. Hey, bye.
You're gone.
Okay, you got your little,
bye, Felicia.
You know, you're gone. Yeah, bye, Felicia. No pun intended, bye, Felicia. And that's it. And that's where the NFL, you know, gets to make that chunk of money, that real big chunk of money. And that's why they're so successful. But and that's not even putting in about the betting and, you know, fantasy football and all that stuff. That it all comes together. That's why it's so popular. That's why it's the most popular sport in this country, because of that. For ADD people, it's a perfect sport because it's quick. You know, it doesn't take long. With baseball, they still try to work
on. That's why they do football pools at jobs that they're not supposed to do, because you hear a lot of time, you know you're not supposed to do that because that's illegal. But how many jobs do it anyway? How many jobs have football pools considering that it's illegal?
And they still do it.
How many times do you look on the news in any given state and they'll say, hey, you know football pools are illegal, but how many people are doing it?
But guess what? Almost everybody. Practically almost everybody.
And we know it.
Yep, fact. Absolute fact. And here's another key why the NFL is so popular and makes a lot of money. Even the casual fan cares. In other words, they know their bread and butter will always be there. The hardcore fans like you and me, they know that we're there regardless. You know what I'm saying? But if they get that fan.
Look at the person like me who, like, put it like this. When we went to It's the day that I went to a Forkfield.
Now, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And remember when I was up there with the NFL staff?
Yes, yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you this, but you know I wear all authentic NFL stuff.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
And we won't tell everybody why I wear authentic NFL stuff, but I only anytime you see me, my stuff is authentic.
Yeah, never
down to
bootleg, nothing like
my
that.
My purse,
no.
Shoes, everything I wear is authentic. And when I say authentic, that means if you see me with a Louis Vuitton purse, my Louis Vuitton purse is real. If it's
like
a name
else.
Brand, a major name brand, whatever, it's authentic. So you don't see me buying my T-shirts from the guy outside the stadium. You just won't. But as I was up in there, the jerseys that had just been released, when they did the big jersey reveal, I bought my jerseys that night. So I knew my stuff was authentic. I bought mine at the stadium. I'm with the NFL staff that were filming this stuff, and we were talking, and I got on my jersey, and we're looking at these dudes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And we're like, that stuff ain't real. And we're peeping it out, and the guy's looking at me. And he looked at me, and I'm looking over, and I'm checking the stuff, and he kind of looked at me, and he's like, that don't look real, dude. And I was like, mm-mm. And we were just talking, and then I'm like, really? And I kind of did something.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me more, and then we kind of started talking, and we had a conversation that I'm not going to talk about on the show, but
yeah.
He was like, really? And we were like talking, and I was like, yeah, that's a knockoff. So not only do the fans care, but when you sit there and you drop money for your tickets, when you see people wearing, like, the knockoff stuff, you'd be like, oh, it's an investment. And I invest in my team because, for one, if you invest in your team, like my jersey, and we've had conversations, my Wilson's jersey, which ain't nobody paid for my frame to get a frame yet. So,
okay.
My Herman Moore jersey.
Yeah.
It has not been put into its frame. It hasn't been sealed yet. Because we've got to find a place to seal it right. You know, because once it goes in this frame, it's not just going up in some frame where you can take it back out. When you do these jerseys, for those of y'all who don't understand, when you have a jersey that's been authentic, first of all, my signatures are authentic. I'm not going to have it appraised because I know my jersey is a real jersey. But once I have it framed, it's going to be sealed. I'm not going to bother to have my stuff authenticated because I know who signed them.
Yeah, yeah.
And my jersey is not going up for sale. And my jersey was signed by Herman Moore and Lamos Brown. But because it's the Herman Moore jersey, from back in the day, you know, if it were to be authenticated, it would be worth some money, but it's worth less money because I have both signatures on it. It's not just his signature. But due to the fact that I'm going to have it sealed, you know, it's got to be done right. But it's even just like that. That jersey was not bought from the stadium, but because, first of all, anybody who got a Wilson's jersey, first of all, you got to find a Wilson's jersey. Most of you people don't even know what a Wilson's jersey is. Do y'all even know who Wilson's is?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
And it's not just a football.
No. Tennis. Tennis ball. It was a tennis ball.
Or a tennis
Do they still use that in tennis, by the way? A Wilson tennis ball?
I don't know. I have
I remember back in the I remember those that came in the Pringle can. Oh, it's called when the tennis ball came in that type of a cylinder type of container. I always
thought,
oh,
still
come in the
Pringles
can. It comes in the Pringles can. That's what it looks
no,
like.
No, but I was going to say, do they still come in the Pringles
can? I think so.
Because I remember when tennis balls came in the Pringles can.
That's what I'm saying. I think, why not? Why wouldn't? Why would they stop doing it like that? I think they still do that. I think so. I mean, don't quote me, but I think they still do. I could have sworn when I went to a sporting goods school not too long ago, I passed by and I could have sworn I saw, I don't know if it was Wilson. That I know, I can't clarify on that, but definitely I saw a Pringle can full of tennis ball.
You know what? I just put in Wilson's jersey, and they keep bringing up jerseys with the name Wilson on it.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God.
They got a homeboy's name from the Seahawks, you know, the quarterback.
I get, yeah, because they got the Seahawks, and I'm like, okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
Do we have to be so specific?
Oh, my God, that was just so, okay, now I got to go to Wilsons.com. That's the only way I can get it.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, boy.
Now, you know that's sad. So they still make the football, so the official football of the NFL, but they used to also make the jerseys for the football. I know that y'all might not understand that, but they used to make the football jerseys. I know y'all might not believe me. Yeah, they used to make the gear. And no, I'm not showing my age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing y'all age. Oh, they do have custom uniforms on here under football. Oh, so they do still design uniforms for somebody because they got the Wilson logo on them. They have the Wilson's uniforms.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
For football. But I guess you have to, they're like custom made now. They just don't.
Yeah, it's not out there like it used to be.
They don't.
Yeah.
They're no longer, because it's called Wilson's Custom Works now. So it's no longer just, see, back in the day.
Yeah, back in my day.
Back in my day.
Back in our day.
You see, just. Like, see, what had happened when?
What had happened was.
But, yeah, so that's what I wanted to say about the baseball, because. So what was you saying about why you understood what I said about the name?
About the name?
No, I was saying about when I was talking about the name on the Tigers. Like I said, want to say Julio Iglesias.
Oh, well, I understand it because his last name is Iglesias. Yeah, but you just said this wrong first name.
Well, I knew the first name. Well, then I told you I knew the first name was wrong.
Because
I knew it wasn't Julio Iglesias.
I know. Of course. I'm just messing with you on that. I know you knew that it wasn't Julio Iglesias. But I laughed because when I saw the last name, I said, well, now I get her joke. So there you go with that.
Now, see, anybody,
when it comes,
because, you know, anybody else would have been like, oh, she's just trying to. I was like, I just knew that something happened yesterday because, remember, I'm so upset with the, you know, I couldn't even watch the Tigers. And we all know that. I couldn't keep up with the Tigers if I wanted to. And yes, tennis balls do still come in Pringles cans, so not just like the old ones.
See?
But they.
I figured that.
They do still, well, I won't say cans. Now they're in plastic containers that look like they're cans.
Oh. Wah-wah.
Wah, wah, wah. You can see through them now.
Oh, and then you can't cut yourself when you open up the can.
So they're not really in cans.
They're not really in that tin can. So does Wilson still make the tennis balls, though? Have you found that out?
Yeah, they have tennis balls. They got the U.S. Open balls, the championship tennis balls.
Nice,
but you can see
nice.
Through the containers.
Yeah,
I mean, they got
some
where you can't see through the can, but most of them, you can see through it.
Mm-hmm.
They got some jumbo pink balls. I know they like really just say that. Hey, I'm not even repeating what they're saying. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just repeating what their website is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they do have some. I mean, they got all of them on here. They got a picture of Venus on here.
Oh, Venus wins.
So I guess, yeah, they got these different tennis players, but they got Venus. So I guess, well, you know what? Because, you know, Serena does Nike, right? So it would kind of only make sense if you got, because they got Venus with a Wilson's racket. So I guess that would kind of make sense. I didn't know they made rackets. Because this is for Melbourne Magic, so I guess that's their racket. Because they said this is player gear, and they got Venus. So, yeah. Hmm. I ain't mad at them. Shoot. If I could play, I would do some, you know. And I've never, you know what, I never tried to play. That's out of all the sports, and you know, and I know you guys have said, you've heard me say this, but and I played a lot of sports, but I've never, ever tried to play tennis. I've never tried to play racquetball. I mean, I've looked and I've thought about it. And I've just never done it.
Mm-hmm.
The closest I've ever gotten is, like, to the door of the racquetball court.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I'm good. I've looked down at people playing racquetball when I've gone, like, to different gym facilities. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I had this fear of, like, these balls hitting me, you know. I, like, got this face, you know.
You want nothing to happen to your face. I understand.
I got this. Because you think about it. If you're on a racquetball court, I just got this thing. You know, you got three walls, a ball coming at you real fast.
I'm not as quick.
I got this little bit of fear going. I got this fear thing going.
There's some ball coming at you at a certain high rate of speed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah. Because I've gotten as close as the door and been like, I really want to try that. And I've heard people say how easy it is. And they say once you start doing it, like, it's real addictive and it's supposed to be really good exercise. Because have you noticed you've never seen fat people playing racquetball? Have you ever seen a fat racquetball player? And
no.
I keep saying, wow, I think I could do that.
Mm.
And I said, I guess I'd just be fat. Because
you die on the damn court. Either the ball in your face or dying of a heart attack. Try to keep up.
I'm telling you, I just got this fear thing going on. I'm brave, and you know I'm a brave person.
Yes.
And you know, it's not much that you very seldom hear me say that. Like, I'm. And you know me.
Yeah, sure.
But.
Of course.
I'd rather get hit in the face with a softball. And you know I've been hit in the face with a softball. But, yeah, I've been hit in the face with a softball. But,
Was that accident?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I thought you were about to tell me no. After I asked you that question, I thought you were going to say no, it wasn't an accident. No, I'm saying, was it an accident with the softball?
Oh, yeah, it was. I was playing out in center field, and my judgment was off.
I see. Gotcha. No need to explain.
You know how, like, the sun, you know you can't wear sunglasses when you're playing softball. So I called for the ball. I had the ball in my sights. Somehow, someone there caught me, smack dab in my face.
Hmm. Ow.
That hurt. Oh,
and was
yeah,
it a line?
Bad.
Was it a line drive or was it like a fly ball? The line drive
was
that would really
ball.
Hurt.
It was.
It still hurts though.
It was like
you know what
ball.
I'm trying to say. But it still hurts. But you know what I'm trying to say. Because a line drive is even faster.
Yeah.
A higher rate of speed, so that would really get have you, you know, you have a concussion.
You know, shit.
And I didn't get a black eye from it, which I was shocked.
Why?
Did not get a black
eye. They hit you near the eye?
Huh?
They hit you near the eye?
That's
why you said that?
It hit me near the eye, but it didn't. Yeah, because we thought I was going to get a black eye, and I didn't get a black eye.
Hmm.
But it hurt like the devil.
Hmm.
And I don't know why they call them softballs, because it ain't nothing soft about that ball.
Especially how big it is. It's like you're playing with a cantaloupe.
That's why I never understood why they kept saying, when they said that I was, you know, when you try out for softball, you'd be like, oh, I'm trying out for softball, but there's nothing soft about that ball.
No,
I
that's an oxymoron.
They do not understand.
Yeah. So, actually, it's a word that's oxymoron. That's what it is.
True.
It's like naming six. It's like naming somebody tiny, and meanwhile, it's some big dude. It's like that. I'll name somebody.
Yo, tiny. What's going on?
Meanwhile, they're fat. You know, hey, here comes Slim. Meanwhile, some fat guy. Yeah. Like that type of thing, yeah. Oh, here comes Shorty. He's a tall guy, yeah. I love those nicknames that it goes the opposite of who they really are. It's funny. Oh, here comes Tiny. Big guy. Jack.
I got to say it.
16.
They're just really, really wanting something about that ball.
Bye. Oh, yeah, there's nothing solved about that ball. Not that ball. Yeah. You know, most balls.
So we done talked about everything I want to talk about on this show, and we done went a half an hour over. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Well, last week was worse. We almost went 2 hours over. Yeah, we almost got off the air exactly 2 hours. It's okay. No need to apologize. Hey, we were
next
talking
next week
going to
be interesting. I won't be on the air next
okay.
week. I can't say that.
That's right. I'll be on the air, but you won't be on the air. I'll end at 7. I'll make sure it's right
unless
on
I call,
the dot.
Unless I call
I'll
in.
I'll let you call in, which is very rare. I mean, it's happened, but it's very rare. Usually when you say you ain't going to make it, you don't. Well, actually, no, I take that back. It's like 50-50. There's times you do. It's like 50-50. There's times you have it. There's times you have it. I would say 50% chance. Depending on, you know, what you got going, you know, because you're going to be busy. So, it depends.
It really depends on how it is. I mean, considering that I...
it'd be nice if there's some friends that join in when you call.
You know what? I just don't know what
like,
the heck
like
is
last
going
year.
On. I mean,
remember
I
last
worked...
year that happened? Remember last year that happened?
It did?
I remember that last year. I think if I remember last year correctly, you know, you were in that particular spot, you know what I mean? And Naomi came in while we were on the air. She just got there or something. I remember Homeboy was still, like, late. he was there because, you know how he planned late or whatever happened. But I remember that we were on the air and Naomi came in the room, you know. While we were starting, we were doing the sports show. It was either the sports show or it could have been the main flagship show, but I remember.
No, flagship, she didn't come in. She got in the next day.
Okay,
so it wasn't the flagship show.
But I remember, I'm telling you, I remember there was a one of them years. I don't know, it was last year, but I remember there was one and we were still on the air and she was like, oh, so-and-so, you know, now he's here. And, you know, and then, that was funny. But it was real quick, you know. Nothing, you know, not like she got in the air air. You know what I mean? Just her in the background. That's something to talk about tomorrow night as far as, you know, what you're going to be doing, AVN.
Yeah, because actually I need to go look at this tweet. I don't even know what the tweet looked like.
Okay, well,
that's the whole thing. That tells you when.
Yeah, when you went off the grid,
everybody's like, how do I not know what's going on? And I know everybody be like, did y'all really say that? But I don't know.
Hello? This is so funny, your reaction. Your reaction was funny.
I have no clue.
You were like, oh. You just started laughing. I was like, yeah. Oh, really? Oh. But it was just today. It wasn't like I said, it wasn't like it's been days ago.
And, well, like I said, I didn't approve it until this morning.
So there you go.
I knew it couldn't be. It couldn't be before that because I didn't approve the final. I didn't do
the final draft.
I didn't approve the final draft until this morning because it had to go through.
Came out.
As they say, it had to go through final approval.
Certain,
you know, everybody had to sign. As they say, For those y'all who don't know what I'm saying,
I know.
Everybody who had a part in it had to sign off on it.
On it. Everybody had to agree to it in order for it to be put out to the public.
It couldn't just say, oh, this is how it's going to be and it's going out.
No. Exactly. So, I guess it's time to, you know, head off into the sunset until tomorrow night.
Oh, I should have told her. She could have just did, she could have tagged me.
Sorry?
I'm going to tell her. I'm looking at this and I'm going to say, I should have told her that she could have just tagged me instead in the, whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Instagram?
But that's all right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got her. Yeah, she didn't. She didn't have your handle on there, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But I saw it anyway because obviously I follow her too, so I saw both her different, her own personal flyer, you know, for AVN and the one with you and everybody else on it. She put both of those. So I was like, oh, that's what she was talking about, you know, da da da. That she's, you know, be on the lookout for it, and it finally came out. I figured the timing was perfectly made sense. So, we're just less than a week away. So, just a couple of days. Still feels weird that it's late in the, it's so late. I just remember always earlier, a little bit earlier in January than it is this year.
It's actually later this year. Everything is later
this
year. The auto show is here in Detroit, and we were talking about
normally
this week would be the auto show going on. It doesn't start till next week, so everything is going on.
And you know the specifics on that reason? Do you know the actual answer?
No, we were talking about that, and we were like, why is it going on later? Because I wanted to go to the auto show. And it's still messing
always,
me up.
It always comes through up here in April. That's when we get it, the auto show.
Well, see, it's normally always the week of Martin Luther King's birthday, so it actually messed me up when they did that also. So it was just kind of...
When I saw those dates, I was like, interesting. You know, just not used to it. That's all it is.
Oh, I know why she did that, because I said that I wasn't doing any social media. That might be why she didn't tag me.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, I guess it makes sense. So she did, you know, she was just looking out for her friend. So that makes sense. That's true. Good point.
Well, I said that I'm not taking any pictures.
Yeah. So it makes sense. She just worded it, you know, that you're part of it, you know. It's on the flyer. Your name's on the flyer. I know that.
Yeah, but they don't know who I am. But you know what?
But,
I'll just But I'm okay with that because, like I said, anybody who knows who I am, follow me anyway. And
exactly.
It kind of gives me a little bit more low-key.
Exactly.
Oh, but she did the hashtag wrong.
Oh, for what
so
was that? She did V
after dark instead of V's after dark.
Yeah. you should get back at her when she's that, if she ever had an old show again. You should put hashtag chocolate radio.
we're gonna get off the air talking about this. We're gonna talk about this in private.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, we didn't put out anything out that was, you know.
No, I'm just
that
I know,
private. You know what I mean?
I'll talk to you later.
There, but, yeah, no problem.
Have a great evening, everybody. James will be back next
tomorrow
week.
Night.
I won't.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Ms. V will be busy. Well, not unfortunately,
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Unfortunately, she won't be here with us. She might call. It's not guaranteed. It's maybe 50% chance. We'll see what happens. Maybe so, maybe not. So with that being said, tune in. She's like, tune in to tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time for our main flagship station show. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Ms. V taking the helm of the wheel, and yours truly will be in a shotgun seat. So with that being said, like Ms. V was just saying, have a good evening. And we'll see you tomorrow night right here on V's at the Dark Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's all about sex, sex, more sex. Ms. V, host, me as the co-host, James Azevedo. Bye, everybody. Bye. And may the Eagles
be. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to talk to you afterwards.
Bye. Yeah. And bye. And I hope the Patriots lose, too. Okay, come back.